Welcome back again, everybody. So this is our after the class section for Cellular Wisdom Decoded. It is Sunday, August 23rd, 2020.
And if there's just anybody that you would like to share.
Amy Pollinger, you had your hand raised. If you'd like to, where'd you go? You need to unmute yourself.
I'm here. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, when we were doing the exercise Sandy gave us, I love that. I would love to do that all the time for all these organs. It was a guided, awesome thing. I vote yes. So I thought of something that I find very emotional in a bad way on purpose to go through this experiment. And I saw the neurons, instead of going through the natural elliptical patterns, they were not even connected. They were just jetting all over and it was horrible. And they were like pins and bolts of light and lightning, and it was very chaotic. And then as we proceeded the way you guided, as I put my hand with the heart in the abalone, I proceeded to go, and it was kind of like, in a good way, like a magical sphere of energy, like kind of like a cloud passing over the ground where it shadows, and then after it passes, there's sunlight. So as I was doing that, I noticed that and I was doing the you know, circle and quarters, and I kept it, I slid after each one, and I noticed that as the energetic sphere touched the liver, it kind of, everything got a little bit unspecific but cloudy in a good way, and then it sort of resolved itself. And then you talked about knowing the perfection, and then as I passed, everything just seemed kind of calm and natural, and it looked more moist and wholesome, and it was really needed and really good, and I really liked it. I could see the clearing as I passed over it. It was really awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I wonder, Yael, if you're still here, do you have anything more that you thought or felt since Tuesday? Because I've thought of you so much and so often, and really appreciated and thought a lot about what you said. Let's see if Yael is still with us. It looks like it. Can you unmute yourself? Can you unmute her, Eleanor?
Sure, hold on. No, I can only ask to unmute her. She may be on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yael, are you there?
Oh.
Oh, I heard.
Yeah, I heard you. I am. This is all. This is all.
Hi.
Yael? Hello?
Hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh. We can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate very much everything, you know, everybody actually. A lot of sincerity. What I have maybe to add is that my very, very new experience with the detach, it's the listening is so much more kind of fine-tuning, because there's something else. I listen when I do the detach, I don't think about it. The detach itself that I'm doing on someone else makes me listen to something like big, like something outside. And it's not like zooming in and zooming out. It's not that. This is what is something I do in Feldenkrais, like zooming in, zooming out. It's not that. It's a kind of fine tuning, which goes in and out at the same time. It's hard to explain.
Thank you for even attempting, because it gives us a sense. It was very profound for me, just what you said. And thank you.
Thank you, because I have profound experience with exploring this. It puts me in a different place, and it was a question. It's nice because I have so many questions, and then I wait, and some of them get answered. Today it happened so many times.
Beautiful. And
it brings me to a place. Look, in Feldenkrais, there's a very special way of being with someone, which is very intimate and very loving also, very. But here, it's different. It is also loving, but it's like you're in a place where you're with a person in a way that brings him to there. And what I'm trying to say is, one of the questions I had is, what's the role of the person who's getting the tea touch? What does he have to do? Because in Feldenkrais, you have to do a lot. You have to pay attention. You have to be there in all kinds of ways. You have to learn. It's a learning process. And here, I don't know yet, but I feel that what happens to me is taking the person also. And you see, it's an answer that I got to a question. It radiates, you say. I don't think that's the word. And it's certainly not like having some hypnosis or something. It's different. It's different. It's you open up maybe the opportunity for the other person to be there, but in his way. Okay, that's the best I can I can say in words. That's the best I can say.
And that's very beautiful, Yale, because that's
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I experience when someone does tea touch on myself. I can feel myself.
Hear you again.
Eleanor, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Yael has a very computerized voice in interference. So it's Yael from across the seas. It's not you, Linda. We can hear you perfectly.
Yes, I am in a different place. It's Jerusalem, you know.
Yeah.
We're all up, going up, not going.
Not a lot of rocks around you there.
Yeah. But yeah, Linda was trying to say something.
Oh, Linda, now we don't hear you. Linda? Uh-oh.
No. Check your, Linda, check your sound next to the little arrow next to you got.
Not everything is because of us.
Nah. Phew.
Internet. Nope, can't hear you yet. Now we can.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because my computer had a problem. It was telling me Zoom had a problem with me. So if Yael can hear me, that's what I get when someone does T-touch on me. I feel myself like a completely different way than when I T-touch myself. And it's such a gift. And that's why I encourage you to have, you know, people just do it on you and guide them how you would like it. And then get that feedback, because something different happens when we connect at this cellular level. Thank you for, I think you said it very well. Thank you. And Sherry Lee, I see you. It wasn't you, Sherry, that we spoke, I think, yesterday. Did you get enough detail today? Because some of the details that we brought in was thanks to the conversation. We wanted to get some real clarity to give to you all.
You see Sherry Lee?
She was here a minute ago. Yes. Anyway, yes.
I don't see her now.
Oh, okay.
She may have left. Any other comments or questions? And I'm sorry that we didn't get a chance to, I wanted to know if Yaim had a chance to do some tea catch during the week, but it's late in Turkey, way later than Europe. So she may have gone.
Yeah, I don't see her on anymore.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. How do you recommend working on the back of the sinuses? Any particular tea touch suggested or any tips?
So, Jit, what do you mean the back of the sinuses? Just imagine it. All you do is imagine it. Do tea touch and imagine it's the back of the sinuses.
I do. Any particular touch you find is best, because it's a small space, you know.
Raccoon. Like you said. That's a raccoon.
Just checking.
Amazing.
Great.
And Amy, remember your sinuses, get it all the way up here too.
Yeah, you can look at either on your hands, the reflex points on the ears, the hands, the feet also. And through intention, that's how, right? Mm-hmm. I'll often, like I never used to have sinus issues, but this year I started and I will do tea touches on my forehead and just feel into the whole sinus cavity, actually. Yeah.
And know that Sandy, the trigeminal nerve, woohoo, right? It goes to the eyes, it goes into the upper jaw, which is like the sinuses, and it goes all the way across the forehead and on the top of the crown and down. That's how much the trigeminal nerve works at. So sometimes it's a feeling that the sinuses are tight when it could be the trigeminal. Yeah, I see you nodding your head, right? So you can go in here, because when a massage therapist or a hairdresser says, oh my goodness, your scalp is so tight, that's actually the trigeminal nerve going. And so when you can speak back to her and get the trigeminal nerve to get that feedback back in, then these muscles along the scalp, the sensation into the sinuses, this up into the upper jaw, and the tear ducts in above our eyes can all improve.
Great ideas. And
you think if you feel right behind the middle of the back of your ear where your ear attaches, you feel that little divot, that little hole where that trigeminal comes in, and you just do a very gentle T-touch and a little stretch of the ears there. That can really also help to open your
mind. Thank you, Linda. Yes.
Where's the divot behind the ear?
In the middle of it, right? You'll feel it. It's a little right where the head, where the ear attaches to the head.
You
feel.
So if you bend your ear forward a little bit, Amy and everybody, I don't know if you can see this. Yep. If you bend it a little bit forward, and you run your finger down the back, you'll find there's a little place where your finger just goes whoop into a divot. Mm-hmm. And that is the spot, the magic spot where the trigeminal nerve goes to. And so what, like Linda was saying, when we go back there and with the thumbs in the ears, so we're getting it from the front and back, and we just do a little circle and a quarter and the little bit of the pull, just a stretch. It's like a little stretch. It like speaks back to the something in the trigeminal nerve back there, and you can almost feel it all the way release in the sinuses. And some people will say, I have a little popping in the ears, and then the hearing improves, and there's something that stretches almost in the roof of the mouth. It opens that up. And the part of the brain that's called the ventricles, it's like a butterfly shape where the cerebral spinal fluid goes up and it goes into the ventricles, and then it comes back down from the ventricles, those get a little bit of an opening and a communication into. So that's good for the base of your brain. That's good for so much.
As you're talking, I'm just with my pointer in that on either side, just doing like the itsy bitsiest little raccoon touches there in that area. And it feels so good.
Beautiful. And for me, like, when you add a little stretch to it, right? Yeah. There where the thumb goes there, that's where people have said have had difficulty like differentiating voices across a room, where they actually can open up, so you can, some people have been able to then differentiate if you have like an ear, something going on in the ear, like an ear infection like I had at one point, that's when that shifted. So my dear, what I, a divot is just a little hole, just a little dip. It's a dip.
Yeah.
Like a dip.
So, I also, when my father passed away and my sister's pancreatic cancer, she's in her, approaching her eighth year, which is way beyond the statistics. And she's been reporting a little bit of hearing loss. And she was tested. And Eleanor, I listened to what you said recently. You're wearing something blue about the, And it's interesting. I think it all makes so much sense. And of course, this is just FYI, another situation where I mentioned it and everyone, oh, that's not it at all. But I think it's connected. So I'm just going to go with that seed and leave it. But it was very interesting hearing all these things happening at exactly the right moment. So thank you all. Three of you for this.
Thank you. And I think with that, we will all go and have a lovely rest of the day. Some of you the night still. And I'll look forward to seeing some of you on Tuesday and on the Facebook site. Blessings. And let's send out this love around the planet, this deep appreciation for our families, our friends, our two-legged and four-legged friends, and for all of nature, and for this beautiful vehicle that is the container for our soul. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Linda, Eleanor, everyone.
Bless you.